In the lead up to Father's Day, who better to talk to than the man behind Dads for Kids, Warwick Marsh? Good morning.
It's great to be talking to you, Stephen.
Great to be chatting with you too. Now, on our TV screens, we're starting to see part of an incredible song that you've recorded. Tell us all about You Are the One I Love.
Well, every year, Dads for Kids does ads for Father's Day, which are played all year round. And we've done 4 or 5 years in the last 20 years too for mothers. So we're very much in support about mothers. But obviously our main job, Dads for Kids, is essentially to encourage dads to be great dads. Because if dads can be great dads, they can really change their children's future and give them a really great future. So we've been doing this for all these years. And this year we were talking about different ideas. We've done comedic sort of ads. We've done very emotional ads. We've done sort of voiceover ads. And so we wanted to do something that was original. And come on, story short, we sort of wrote a song. I got my daughter and a friend of mine who helped us with the arrangement to sort of fine-tune some of the lyrics. And here, You Are the One I Love was born. A tremendous young dad, committed father to sing the song. I wish I could say it was my voice, but it's not. But certainly I took a major part in writing the song, and I'm quite excited that it's getting out there. It's very, very exciting.
Yes, you're hearing parts of it on Salt 106.5 in the lead-up to Father's Day, and after Father's Day you'll be able to hear it as well, because we love the work that Dads for Kids does. And particularly you've got to focus this year on the reasons why dads should read to their children. You've come up with 10 great reasons why. Maybe you can mention some of those good reasons for us.
Well, Dr. Seuss. You can't go to a greater authority than Dr. Seuss. He could be called Professor Seuss, but certainly Dr. Seuss says, the more that you read, the more things you will know. The more that you learn, the more places you'll go. And the bottom line is Mr. Seuss, or Dr. Seuss, was 100% correct, because there's a lot of studies that show that when fathers read to their kids, amazing things happen. Elizabeth Dersmer, Harvard-trained scholar, Wollongong University now, she says in most families, mothers are the ones who read most frequently to their children. A recent study conducted by the Brook Trust in Britain found that mothers are 50% more likely to read to their children than fathers. So we know that the mothers are very involved, and that's fantastic. But when fathers, she goes on to say, when fathers are very involved in children's daily activities and routines, children are less likely to have behavioural problems, are more social, and do better in school. In our research, though, with 500 low-income fathers in the US, we found that when fathers read frequently to their children at a young age, this had an impact on their language development 1 year later and their literacy development 2 years later. We were quite surprised by the findings. What was even more striking, she goes on to say, was that mothers' book reading did not have a significant impact on child development as a father's. And when we looked at it more closely, what we found what was happening during the reading interactions that fathers used more abstract and complex language and probably diverted and told stories along the way. So there you go. There's some amazing... That's probably the first fact, that fathers actually bring something quite unique. What do you think of that, Steve?
I think you're pretty on the mark there, or that research is as well, because dads, we tend to embellish the stories a bit, even though I'm not a dad, but my storytelling always does, you know, the story gets taller as the tale gets told.
The fish was bigger, wasn't it? Every time you tell the story, the fish gets another, you know, couple of kilos.
So, exactly.
So, you know, and the other thing, children run to, 83% of children across all age groups say they love to be read to, and oftentimes we discontinue reading to our children as they get older, but most of the children in that older primary range wish their fathers and their mothers had continued reading. So there's something very special about reading. Of course, you develop a love of reading. You build vocabulary, improved academic success. Reading builds the brain. There's a whole bunch of science that shows that. Improved decision-making, critical thinking. You know, and fathers are role models. And people actually, you know, our children look to us. And, you know, I'm pretty imperfect, Stephen, as a man. Maybe you're probably a lot better than me, but it's a concern when my children think that I am perfect, the best dad in the world, because I know that I'm not, and that's why we've got to keep on improving, haven't we?
Oh, exactly right. Whether we're dads or not, or whether our dads are still with us or not, there's always things that we can do to keep improving ourselves. Warwick, where can we find out more and read a bit more into those 10 reasons why dads should read to their children?
Well, thanks, Stephen, for asking that question. We've got a website, dadsforkids.org.au, and every week we send out information to encourage dads, encourage marriages, families, granddads, single dads, the whole realm of family and fatherhood. And they can sign up at our website. It's www.dadsforkids, dads number four, kids, K-I-D-S, .org.au. So you can just Google dads number four kids, one word, and you'll find us. And, you know, there's a whole bunch of great material there, great resources. And there's that weekly newsletter, which, you know, it would be a great encouragement, I think, for dads to be signing up for Father's Day, mums. So here we go.
And in the lead up to Father's Day, we want to have a listen to that incredible song, You Are the One I Love. How can we have a listen to that as well?
Well, okay, so it is a TV ad. So on our YouTube channel, so Dads for Kids YouTube channel, you can find that, the long version, the 1 minute 20 version for YouTube. And you can check out that particular song. And obviously a picture is worth a thousand words. And so it's obviously in many ways so much better with some nice pictures. But of course, music is music and music works. And I just want to give a big shout out to Peter Stevenson from Turnaround Music in Taree, who is an award-winning Sony producer and a longtime friend who helped us with the arrangement. So he's really done a lot of great work there and put together a great soundtrack. So again, and look, thanks, Steve, to Salt 106.5 for your support for families, for fathers, for mothers, for children. And we are really proud to be working with you in the lead up to Father's Day and beyond.
Warwick Marsh from Dads for Kids, an absolute pleasure. A happy Father's Day for you, and thanks for chatting with us today.
God's blessings to you, man. All the best.